The Lord Jesus will soon be returning to this earth. Will you be ready to meet him? Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast, and all this week I've been telling you the reasons that I love the Lord Jesus. And there's one great reason I haven't mentioned yet, and that is this: I love him because he's coming back for me. Yeah, he's coming back for me. Oh, this is wonderful, you know. Well, how do you know he's coming back for you? Well, sir, I'm glad you asked that. It's a certainty he's coming back because there's 216 chapters in the New Testament, and out of that, there's 318 references to his returning again. That means one verse in every 30 in the New Testament speaks to me and tells me that Jesus is coming back. Matthew gives two chapters to the subject. Mark gives one chapter. Luke gives a following two. And have you read the Gospel of John, where he says in chapter 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Yes, it's going to be a certain day, a certain event. You can be certain that the Lord Jesus is coming back, but let me tell you, if you're not saved, oh, it's going to be an awful event. It's going to be a shocking event, because it says in 2 Thessalonians 1:17, the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Good grief, sir, you could be chased down the street by an angel. Say, I don't care, what can angels do? Oh, big tough, aren't you? Hey, let me tell you, angels, you don't want to get them let loose. Don't want to get them provoked. I don't have time to tell you all the story, but read it, check it out. 2 Kings 19, verse 35. One angel in one night wiped out 184,000 soldiers. That's what one angel can do. Hey, if he comes back with the legions of angels, taking vengeance on them that obey not God. Oh, obey not the gospel that know not God. My goodness, it's frightening stuff, but I haven't come to frighten you. I'm telling you, I love Jesus because he's coming back for me. You know something? He has died for me and taken responsibility for me by going to the cross and making himself a sacrifice for my sins and being charged for my sins. Therefore, I don't have to fear when the end of the world comes. You say he's a preacher talking about the end of the world. Oh, here, kids, listen to this. This lunatic. Let me tell you something. It may sound like a lunatic fringe thing to talk about the end of the world, but it's going to end someday. It will, in a flame and ball of fire. Oh yeah, but unto them that look for him, he shall appear a second time without sin unto salvation. If you'll come to him and put your trust in him, there's nothing to fear about the end of the world, because Jesus has taken your punishment. That was the end time event there at the cross. He has taken your punishment. No matter how far you are from God, would you come and trust him today by simple faith? Ask him to save you. Ask him to give you a new life. And if you'll do that, he will save you. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.